Blog Talk Radio.
Once again, to Issues Concerning Women, the radio talk show. I'm your host, Francine Allen Humphrey. As always, it is my pleasure and my delight to be with you. I am so looking forward to being on the show tonight. I am a few minutes late because of me not watching out for the time. But you know, I'm excited and I really want to be with you, and I don't want to miss the shows, and sometimes I have to because of other events that are going on. But, you know, I always thank God when I'm able to get on to the show and spend some a little bit of time with you. We are excited about so many things and issues concerning women. If this is your first time visiting with us, hello, and thank you so much for joining us tonight. If you are a longtime follower, thank you, thank you, thank you. I am just delighted. As the show has been progressing throughout the years, the show is becoming very popular. So I am really, really glad that I am able to continue on with the show, and God has really been good in blessing Issues Concerning Women. So thank you very much. Issues Concerning Women is all about a voice for women that otherwise would not be heard. And when I say that, I am not excluding the men. Because so many times when people hear issues concerning women, they think we're just going to talk about things that pertain to women only. But everything that we do here on this show is great information. It's good for the men as well to hear it because it gives them another avenue to turn to see what we are talking about and to see what is going on in the community. I want to let you know that there's so much going on with issues concerning women in the next couple of months, but our first bit of news for the new year was that we had added issues concerning business to the company as of October 19, 2011. So we wanted to expand just a little bit just to give opportunity for those who otherwise may not listen to the show because they thought it was all about women, but to have the opportunity to talk about businesses and your books and the things that you were doing. We have some great people coming on as the year goes on, and we're setting it up now. So we are just thinking about, you know, unique ways to come and present things to you so that you have a great experience. We're here to encourage you, to give you compassion, and most importantly, we are here to inspire you to do something different in your life, something that you normally wouldn't do. And with that said, I would like to invite you to go with Issues Concerning Women to Atlanta, Georgia. We're going to be leaving here on the 27th of April, early in the morning, from Virginia Beach, going to Atlanta for a three-day girlfriend's getaway weekend. Now, what this means for you, we're going to tend to some business, yes, because I will be speaking briefly on Friday night, and then we're going to have workshops on Saturday morning until 12 or 12:30. But our whole time there will not just be spent in the hotel. We're going to get out. We're doing a sightseeing tour on Saturday after the workshops. We are going to the mall and some other things that we have lined up. We're going to have dinner together on Saturday, and then we'll get right back up Sunday and have breakfast and then get ready to go back home. So it's a fun-filled weekend starting at Friday dinner, some activities Friday night, but you'll still have time. If you have family in Atlanta and you're going, that's the reason for going, you'll have time to spend with your family and friends in Atlanta. Or if you want to just hang out at the hotel, we'll have things for you there to do as well. But the great thing is this round trip from Virginia Beach to Atlanta is only $250. I could not have gotten it any cheaper. I mean, I'm counted it down to the exact penny how much we would need to get this done. Because I know with people's work situations, and they just don't have $250 just laying around that they want to just, you know, give away to issues concerning women. But this is for the women that need a break, who have worked hard the first part of the year. Maybe you had a rough year last year. I know a lot of people did. And you just want to get away and just take a weekend and exhale, because we need to do that. We need to take care of ourselves. And that's one of the things that we talk about at Issues Concerning Women. If we're taking care of ourselves, then our families are much happier because we're happier people. And we get the opportunity to take a break from everything, to shut it down for the weekend, but still have fun, and then come back Monday morning fresh and ready to go and go on with the week. So if you get the opportunity to travel with us, that is great. We're going to be doing several things this throughout the year, because we are growing and God has opened so many doors for us. So if you would like more information about the trip, you can call in tonight at 1-347-826-7543 or after the show, 757-567-6734. We'll be right back with Issues Concerning Women. If you're just tuning in, this is Concerning Women, the radio talk show. I'm your host, Francine Allen Humphrey, and we are so excited to be with you once again. If you'd like to call in and be a guest tonight on the show, the number is 1-347-826-7543, or after the show, you can call 757-567-6734. The song you're listening to is Day by Day. It's instrumental by Najee, and that's how we live our lives, day by day. We can't take that yesterday. We don't have a crystal ball to look into the future, but we are here today. We are on point. We want to give as much as we can of ourselves to others, and when much is given, much is required. You know, oftentimes we get up in the morning, we're just wondering, what are we going to do today? You know, we're doing the same old things over and over again. We go to work. We get up and start our business. We go off to school. But we are suffering from burnout. We're suffering from lack of enthusiasm. We don't have support systems. We don't have anybody to talk to about things that are going on in our lives. And that's what we're doing here at Issues Concerning Women. We want you to know that we are here for you. You can call us at any time. I do mentoring programs. I also do counseling. That's a part of what I do at Issues Concerning Women. So we are here to inspire you. And like I said earlier, most importantly, we're here to inspire you for inspiration, so that we just don't want to motivate you, because what happens when you're motivated? You get on a high and then you crash and burn. We don't want you to do that. We want to inspire you so that each day, day by day, that you will be inspired to do something wonderful for yourself. It's just not too late to do what you want to do. If you have dreams and hopes and aspirations, you can do them. But there are certain things that you must do so that you'll be more able to do the things that you want to do and be more productive in your lives. We talk about that so much at Issues Concerning Women. How can we make the transformation and restore everything that we was possibly taken away from us because we put things on hold because of our lifestyles, because of our families, because of our jobs? You need a support system. You need a group where you can go and talk to people, where you have questions. I do have a message board here on the Blog Talk Radio show, so you can leave me messages there. It sometimes takes me about 40 hours to get back to them because I have a long agenda of things that I have to do each and every day, and I'm trying to get better with that. We are going to continue to have our membership drive, so if you'd like to be a member of Issues Concerning Women, you can do that. I am more than happy to send that information out to you if you would just send me an email at itwdirector@gmail.com. so you can be a part of Issues Concerning Women. We're doing wonderful things this year. This is our fifth year, and I am so, so excited. There are certain things that you must do anytime you're in a business and you have to, you know, dot your I's and cross your T's, because you know that you can easily get off track and just start doing things that are not good for your business. But you have to stay on track, do what you were ordained to do. And if you do this, people, I'm telling you, your life will be so much wonderful. And any of the principles that we use here and the strategies that we use on Issues Concerning Women, they're not just for business. They're for individuals. They're for career seekers. They're for relationships. So know that you can use anything that I talk to you about, if you're taking notes tonight, if you're listening to the show, and as I give little tips and ask you questions, and you want to get answers and you don't have answers to the questions, then just email me, icwdirector@gmail.com. We want you to pursue your dreams. We want you to have hope and desire. We want you to be passionate about what you're doing. We want you also to know that you're free to do whatever it is that you want to do. All you have to do is make sure that it is your God-given gift that you are pursuing and that you stay on the path to your potential destiny. And you have to do that. I can't do it for you. I can guide you, and I can help you on the path, and I can help you stay on the path. But you have to know what your path is. You have to have a plan, because there's definitely power in the plan. And that's the name of the book, one of the books that's coming out this year from yours truly. The other book is Women of Real Grace Grow. Now, I'm going to tell you, this book, I've been writing it for about 2 years. And the reason why I'm taking my time is because it's about my family. It's based on my family life, on my grandmother, my mother, and myself. I want you to see how our lives have changed over the years and how, in some ways, they actually remain the same. We talk about generational curses, about when does it stop, who's the one that's going to be able to turn that tragic part of our lives around and make it positive for someone else. And I think that I am the one that was chosen to do that. Because some, if you look in the Bible, sometimes the prize or the, I'm trying to find a word for that, the redemption doesn't come to the one who has first stepped out on faith. It sometimes comes generations later. And you know that's how God works, because maybe my grandmother couldn't do it or my mother, but now is my opportunity for me to take hold of the reins and be that woman of grace that God has so ordained for us to be. With Women of Real Grace Grow, and if you turn Women of Grace, of Real Grace around, it spells grow. For the grace of God that brings salvation has appeared to all men. It teaches us to say no to ungodliness and worldly passions and live self-controlled, upright, and godly lives. In this present age, while we wait for the blessed hope, the glorious appearance of God and Savior, Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us to redeem us from all wickedness and to purify for himself a people that are his very own, eager to do what is good. And that is Titus 2:11-14. But for the grace of God. See, I've gone through so much in my life, and anybody that has heard my story, they know that it could have turned the other way. I was standing at the crossroads, and I could have went the wrong way. But God made sure that I was on the correct path. And, of course, I did not do everything right. Our theme song, Standing at the Crossroads, God gave that to me in like 5 minutes. I was literally just torn apart in the month of December about so many things that were going on in my life. And even though I'm in the ministry, it still happens to me. So don't think it's just you. It happens to all of us. Our lives are not flatlined. They're not straight and narrow. They're up and down, up and down. So we have to take the highs and the lows together. And I tell you all the time about when you're in the valley, plant a seed, because things grow when you're in the valleys. When you're there, do what you need to do to get you to the high point and to the mountaintop. But when you get to the mountaintop, what do you always see? You see the other mountaintop, and you know the only way you're going to get over there to that other mountain is you got to go from the peak back down into the valley and cross over and get up on the next mountaintop. You know, so just think about that picture, or think about a roller coaster ride. When you're riding and you're going up and you go up to the highest point, you know the only way to get down from that point is you go straight down and then you curve and you go back up. So think about your life in that way and stop trying to make sure that everything is smooth and running correctly all the time. No, your life can't be like that. If your life is a flat line, then you're dead. You're not doing anything. Because you're bored, you're not doing anything, you're not looking to do anything, you don't want to do anything, you don't need any help from Issues Concerning Women or anybody like me, because you don't want to do anything. But if your life is going a roller coaster ride, or you're on your peaks and then your valleys, then you are living your life. You're going to have your high points and your low points, and then you're going to have those in between, in the middle, where you can just stand on the ledge. And you're not standing on there to jump, but you're standing on there to reach for your dreams and your hopes. And I hope this is inspiring to somebody tonight. I don't know why I went this way, but, you know, I'm talking about grace. And God has given us so much grace, and he's been so merciful to all of us. The book, Women of Real Grace Rose, is all about living your life. And I just wanted to read a little bit to you from the introduction of the book. I have wanted to write this book for so long. I started it in 2007, but it has been not an easy task to relive the past. This book is such a personal journey that I had to be careful not to allow the reader to feel that women are still at a disadvantage when it comes to love, relationships, and marriage, or even that we as women had to conform to the wishes of their fathers or their husbands or their mates, that we are no longer victims suffering in silence. We have the opportunity to express ourselves and still be good wives, mothers, and friends. I wanted to reflect on a past that oftentimes brought hurt, pain, and decision, but by God's grace, we were able to sustain in the relationship. I want the book to be about real women and to focus on differences in attitudes between men and women. My wish is for both genders to embrace the book and learn a little more about each other, to answer some of the hard questions, to start a conversation about the biblical system and how we can better understand the principles of God. I learned from my research that when men act well toward their women, individual women can rise to prominence. But when the men act violently, there is no one to restrain them. In the absence of a centralized power structure, some women are under the unsupervised control of the men in their families. They feel trapped and oftentimes lose their identities. Those stories are about victims, victors, and voices, each one quite distinct from the other. The stories are about issues of power, control, and destiny. These stories are about men and women, and look into the soul of each of them. And I hope you will enjoy reading it and understand it. Even though it was a long journey, it was by God's grace I was able to complete it. I am so excited about the book. It's going to be something that resonates with so many of you, and it also will give you the opportunity to know that, again, that you are not alone, that somebody is there with you, and that somebody was praying for you even when you didn't know that they were, that somebody was looking out for you even when you thought nobody was there, because we could not have gotten this far without the prayers and love and grace of God and the mercy that he has given towards us, without the handholdings of our past generations, without the shoulders that we had to stand on, about every man, woman, and child that came into our lives, because everything that happened to us for a reason, whether good, bad, ugly, or indifferent, it was for where you are right now. Of course, we all need to make some changes. Of course, there are certain things that we all must do to make our lives better. We must have found that passion again. A lot of times we have forgotten what our gifts are and our abilities are, and we're not sure. And you need somebody in your life to help you to grow, somebody to say that it's okay that you fell down, get back up, brush yourself off. You need somebody to encourage you, and I hope that's what we do at Issues Concerning Women. We want you to know that we are here for you no matter what you're going through, no matter what your situation. And if we can't help you, then we know somebody that can, because I'm well connected. And I'm not bragging. I'm just telling you the truth. I have done relentless research about women and about men and about our different personalities and how we work well together, how we differ on so many levels, how we are alike when it comes to our families and our friends and our relationships, how we talk, how we look at each other, how we think. I needed to do that so that any time that I was able to speak out in public, that I could be the voice for those who possibly were not able to say anything or those who were too shy to step out at this particular time. I have met so many women that their lives have changed, and not because of me, but because of the grace of God. And anything that I said to them that made them think about who they were and made them think that they could have everything that they wanted, then my job is done, and I am well pleased, and I know that God is well pleased. So listen continuously to my show. We have wonderful things coming up, and we want you to be a part of it. If the show is not for me, it's for you that are listening. We have so many things going on with Issues Concerning Women. We have the Atlanta trip, which is April the 27th through the 29th. We have our leadership program. We want you to be a part of that, and I'll be sending out information real soon about that. I have a new business partner with my other business, which is Marcine Designs, and her name is Jennifer Hyman, and I'm going to have her on the show as well to talk about what she does. We're all about connecting. I want to continuously thank those who listen to the show and who are part of Issues Concerning Women. You know, it has been awesome, an awesome journey from 2007 until today. But like I said, everything that I have gone through in my life has prepared me for today. So I don't take anything lightly. I am well pleased with where I'm going right now. I am living my life like I mean it. And that's what I want you to do. Live your life like you mean it. Make some sacrifices. Take that trip to Atlanta. Or even take a weekend away with your girlfriends. Y'all get something together and go somewhere. Because we need to do this. And we need to do it on a regular basis. We need to take care of ourselves. Because guess what? If we don't, we're not going to be in good health. We're not going to be good for our families, friends, or relationships. We are on the right path. We are women of real grace. I thank you so much for listening to Issues Concerning Women. I will be back next week at 8:30. So God bless you. Have a wonderful, wonderful week. Continue to tune into the show and keep on asking those questions. And, yes, I am concerned about you. Have a good evening. God bless.